Not a thing. Hit it, Pearl.
And here we are, another Ways of the Podcast, show number 65. In the beginning of June, here we are in the Orlando studios.
Yeah.
Yes.
Represent.
But my name is Dave, as I said, I am your ever-present host here in my spankatorium.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
It's been sanitized.
No. This entire room is not.
And think about what you just did to that mic.
Aaron, that's not hair gel.
Oh.
To my left, who is in the lucky enough to be in the St. Louis studio, I have my good friend Adam.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, playa?
Keeping it real.
Word. Whoa, can I tell you for 1 second, it's shit that there was a whole lot of people in the room when they entered and they left immediately. I don't know how.
Yeah, it just said 50.
Yeah.
Was it all me? Because I just got in.
Oh, it must have been all you.
Yeah, it's all me.
All you.
You're 50 people.
Sitting across from me, or if I turn this way, sitting to my right, is the intern who doesn't get paid and has no college credits. Confer, he is not in college. Intern Nick.
What's up?
You don't want to know what I did in that chair. Over to the further
or
right.
Would I?
And the celebrity couch. Celebrity Couch, welcome. We need to all welcome back Erin. She has been gone for the last 3 weeks.
Thank you.
Yay!
Came back.
Damn, I forgot what you look like.
And Erin is manning the chat room.
Trying to. It's very confusing.
She be womaning the chat room.
She's all woman in the chat room.
It's weird because on the iPad it goes back to last week's chat. So I'm like, man, you guys are chatting up a storm. But then I see it's all outdated.
It's all outdated. Hey, look, the music killed it by itself.
It was all last week's shit.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about it now.
I'm back. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Last week's show was awesome.
I thought it was a fun
listened to the first 5 minutes.
That's about how much Adam listened to.
Because about 10 minutes later, we talked about you.
I didn't listen to a damn thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even while the show was going.
Not even while I was on it.
No. Adam, you're getting all robot-y. That makes me very sadly. Sadly?
You are making me sad.
We are on. Oops, I'm hitting all the wrong buttons. As yes, Aaron's man in the chat room.
In all the right places, hitting all the wrong buttons.
I'm not in the chat room.
Well, she'll be back. On the celebrity couch, we have my good friend and our special guest, Mike, is here. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Mike is fantastic.
I am fucking fantastic.
You didn't move back, huh?
Can I swear?
You can swear. It's explicit.
Fucking fantastic. I'm not bitter, trust me.
Mike,
our listener says Mike or Adam sounds like shit.
Adam does sound like shit.
I do.
But no, that's just in general.
Adam sounds like a robot. Shit sounds like shit.
I am a robot.
That would be
that was cool.
That would be the old Mike, Mikey Maker, who says Adam sounds like shit. the new Mike over here.
I just smell like shit.
It's better to feel like shit, Mike.
Than feel like shit.
Than to be full of shit.
And I eat shit.
God.
I have a fetish for eating shit. It's funny you bring that up.
Oh.
I have some videos. Self videos.
I'm glad we brought Mike back.
Human shit, dog shit, mom shit.
Mike should have been another. Should have taken another week off.
Mike almost left to go home, but he, in fact, today I said, hey, are you going to be on the show? He goes, yeah, I'll be there. And about 10 minutes ago, I said, hey, Mike, are you going to be on the show? He goes, no, I'm not feeling good. I'm mentally not doing good. I'm like, oh, you can get it on the show. You can tell all of our 15 listeners. And he goes, okay.
That was generous, Dave.
Or 15? Well, 15. I was counting our downloaders as well as our listeners. So here we are, Adam, joining the show in progress. Adam, how is your week been?
It's been good.
All right.
It's been good.
Enough said. Hey, Kiwi is here.
Hey,
oh, God,
Kiwi.
Adam.
It's about time that girl's back.
Well, she wasn't here last week, I don't think.
No, because we did it on Tuesday.
Oh, we did it on Tuesday. That's
who does it on Tuesday?
I try to do it every night.
In the spankatorium.
Just so you know, the spankatorium has been unused for the past 3 weeks, so it hasn't been spankatoriumed.
That concerns me because I haven't been here for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of like your nickname whenever you're not here.
Fill in any blanks you'd like.
Oh, dear.
But I am glad you're back, Aaron.
Oh, shucks. I'm going to be off next week.
Damn it.
I don't know.
Nick's already going to be off.
Yep.
Adam.
Yeah, I'm not. I'll be jerking off.
So you'll be in the
spanking. So you'll be in this. Yeah. You'll be in the spanking.
I'm hoping to get in one of your magic rooms.
You're the one who has six rooms in your house. I'm surprised one isn't dedicated just to that.
It actually there's like, two rooms dedicated to it, and the hot tub.
AM and PM.
I'm not going over to Mike's to swim.
There's one room that just has a bunch of dirty magazines in it, like from the 70s and 80s. Like, it could have a computer with porn, but no, it's just dirty magazines.
Young Lady Chatterley magazines.
Oh, my God. I saw that movie.
So did I. Adam West was in it.
Yes. That was. I think he was in Young Lady Chatterley 2.
I don't want to expose my softcore porn knowledge any more than I already have.
You just did.
So let's just move on from that.
Oh, my God.
I have that on video if you still want to see it. VCR.
There was a softcore pornography video with Adam West.
Aaron, look that up.
Absolutely there is.
I did send Kiwi a personal text, or personal key, a tweet. A tweet.
He tweeted her?
And she says, I believe I got this notification and I was at the casino.
Aww.
That girl's always at the casino. She gets divorced and then she goes to the casino.
Did
she win?
I don't know. Earn just asked that.
I'm not very good on this.
You should turn it sideways.
Maybe she won in love.
I keep falling
in love. Her and her boyfriend are very much in love. Or lust.
Right.
Lust. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, they're in lust? Yeah.
They're in lust love.
What porn am I looking up?
At least according to her tweets.
IMDb Adam West. Okay. Again. This time look for the softcore porn. You
yeah.
Okay.
I bet you your phone would go faster.
So, Adam, did you do anything this week?
I went to a carnival on Saturday.
What kind
and
of...
on the way home, got a speeding ticket.
Hey.
What?
I am with you. I got a ticket as well.
Did you?
Yes, but mine was for an expired plate.
Oh, okay.
That was the second time I was pulled over in 2 days because of this GD plate.
Maybe you should get a non-expired plate.
Why didn't you get the tags?
Maybe you all should give me money. Did you ever think about that?
I've got some Hanukkah guilt.
Guilt or gelt?
Gelt. I have no Hanukkah guilt.
I was thinking about putting that donate button on the page just to pay my bills.
How much did it cost, Dave? Want me to wire you... some Federal Express or whatever it was called.
You want to know how much the ticket cost?
Western Union.
You want to know how much the ticket cost?
$100.
$114.
Yep, wow. Not surprised.
I remember back in the day it was only $70.
You know what my ticket was? $77. I was going 55 and a 40.
What? They pulled you over for that?
That's 15 over. And here was the thing, is I thought I was in a 50 mile an hour zone.
Hmm.
And so, like, I even saw the cop, and I was just like,
My first speeding ticket was in Skokie, Mike, and it was over by Lawler Park. There's a section there that goes from 30 miles per hour to 15 miles per hour, and I was going 40, and got pulled over in a 15.
Oh my god!
Did the cop call you an asshole?
No, he should have. What are you, an asshole?
Are you kind of asshole? Yes, sir.
Kiwi's currently lost in downtown Toledo. ATM.
Holy Toledo.
That's Ohio.
I can chat more when I make it home, she says.
Well, good. Listen to the show, at least. We appreciate that. What did the officer say to you, besides calling you an asshole?
Is there any reason why you were going 55 and a 40? And I said, no.
Not really.
It was a 50. That's all I can say. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to write you a ticket. I'm like, I know.
She's been like, you don't have to.
No.
I hate whenever they say, oh, I already started writing it.
Yes.
No, you didn't. Bullshit, you opened the damn book.
It's not even a book anymore. It's a computer. You can hit delete.
Yeah.
Right.
Mike's saying no, they just can't. Whoa.
Adam?
I'm afraid I may want to reboot this whole computer,
uh-oh,
but I'm not going to yet.
Did you get points taken away or added? Like, what's this point system in this backwards foreign land I'm in?
Oh, to your license?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I got pulled over too.
Hey, congratulations!
I was going 88 miles an hour.
Hey.
In a what?
88 miles an hour? Marty, that's crazy. You
know, in a DeLorean?
Apparently in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. I was in a speed trap by Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's where I got.
The happiest place on Earth.
Like right there?
That's where I got caught, too.
Like right there, obviously.
Yeah, please point. Point more. Point to the map I have on the wall.
And he's like, I was getting my license and my insurance. He's like, I only need your license. I'm like, but I have my insurance.
Yeah, they never asked me for my insurance.
They don't. They want your.
No, they did one.
Registration.
Registration. Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't have one.
Your registration. Whatever.
Did you steal your car?
Your sticker comes with your registration.
Well, son of a bitch.
So when I gave him
they keep that in your car.
You have to keep that in your car at all times.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Whenever I moved down here, I figured out that and I put it in my truck.
Nice. Yeah. You are a smarty pants, and we all hate you.
Was it the Happy Hooker Goes Hollywood?
No, it was Young Lady Chatterley's Lover 2.
Oh, I just saw that.
So Adam West before Batman was a sophomore.
No, this is well. This is well after Batman.
This is after Batman.
1984.
Good call, Mike.
Cynthia, new lady of Chatterley, feels neglected by her husband. During his absences, she tries to amuse herself with Gardner Thomas. I can't pull up the rest of the description.
That's enough.
What is Adam West playing?
Adam West is. He was a bumbling something.
Professor Thomas? Arthur Bohart Jr.
Did he do anything? Or
no.
Was he just in it?
It's one of those things where he, it's like he had no idea what movie he was making. Like, he just appears in scenes. There's no sex scenes going on whenever he is around, if I recall.
Right.
He just happens to be bumbling around throughout the entire movie.
User reviews. Not hot, but mildly warm.
Awesome.
I think Young Lady Chatterley 2 was the movie that we were watching.
Don't look at me.
we were watching it in my room, and then we decided to go out, and we walked out. My dad's watching the same thing in the living room. Remember?
You were telling us.
That might have been the same porn.
Was I there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
And we all had boners. It was really crazy.
Well, that's natural.
We were listening to a radio station the other day, and there was this kid that was moved back. I guess he was older than a kid, obviously. He was, I don't know, in his 20s, and he moved back home. And his mom got pissed that he was buying all this, like, stuff on cable. And it was, like, fights and stuff like that. Like, the on-demand stuff.
Sure,
and,
sure.
Or pay-per-view stuff.
Sure, sure.
And so she called the cable company and wanted to take that off and, like, have him pay that separately. Like, she wanted two separate bills. But when he got the bill, he could look up last month's, and there was all these porn movies on there that he didn't get.
Ooh.
So on this radio station, the radio guy pretended he was the cable company, and he said, called his mom. Or called the mom and said, you know, by law, we cannot charge him for anything that somebody else purchased. So if he calls me and disputes these charges, it is going to be a federal offense and we will have to arrest you. Ooh. And so he's like, so did you pay for, so you're saying that you did not buy Forrest Hump? And he starts naming all these porns and she's just like, well, I don't remember the titles.
The mom was saying that?
So the mom probably did it?
It was hilarious.
That's funny.
Nice mom.
Yeah.
High five to the mom for keeping busy.
Gross.
Moms need fun too.
Kiwi says that she's going 90 in a 50. By the way,
yeehaw.
I told her to slow down.
Kiwi, be careful because Adam, I, and Mike have all been pulled over this week.
Adam, you were going 15 miles over.
Correct.
Dave, how many were you going over?
He's got pulled over. Excuse
me. I had expired plates.
Oh, you had expired plates.
What was that?
I have expired plates right now.
You should unexpire them.
And you were doing 40 miles over.
Well, this was before they were expired.
Oh,
wow.
So you're doing 40. Give me a warning though, because I have Illinois plates.
Yeah, they're very nice about giving warnings here. I've found.
I got pulled over for going 65 and a 45, and then he did ask for my insurance the one time, and I had an expired insurance, but I had the right one. I had the right one, but I gave him the wrong one. Like I had it printed off.
I've done that.
And he's like, look, I'm going to give you a ticket for having an expired license or expired insurance. And I'm like, no, I haven't. He goes, no, I'll give you this one. And that's
and
it.
And you're like, oh.
And I'm like, oh, because I can get that one taken care of. Like, I just had to pay $15 and I got nothing for it.
$15? Was that here?
You know, I had to show a little boob, whatever. You know.
Which one?
Really?
Which one?
My right one. It's a good one.
Were they sunburned?
No, they were.
The tan one or the peeling
they
one?
They were perfectly creamy at that time. It was winter. All
right.
Perfectly creamy.
All right, we all just blushed.
Penis.
Man, Aaron is loosey-goosey over here.
Yeah, she had some drinks tonight.
She must have.
Or she got some pictures.
It's like she's seen
still
something.
Waiting.
Still waiting. Adam, you have now's your chance.
Oh, yes, perfect.
I've got her phone number. If you really want to text her,
I'll put it in the chat room. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Maker's in the chat room. I'm sure he'll send you one or two. He's good.
Or all of them on his phone.
He's good for it.
He's good for two. He's a good man. He's a good man.
Old reliable. That's what we call him.
Old reliable dick pic.
That's right. Anybody want a dick pic? All right.
All right. I'm here. Don't worry about it.
Send. Hey, dick pic for all.
He's like, you want
you
one?
You get a dick pic?
Send. Sorry.
By the way, the chat room sucks on the iPad.
Sorry, Mikey. We know that you're not the king of the dick pics.
We know that.
We don't know. We actually don't know either way.
That is
Mikey's
true.
Listening. Going, what the fuck, guys? Come on. How'd you know?
He's like, thank you. I've got a crown.
On it?
A crown.
He might want to get that checked out.
He's got a black magic marker. He's drawn a crown on it.
Clown on it? Oh, God.
Damn it. I couldn't say it.
Oh. He says, I drunkenly sent a pic of my penis to a gay comic hero in Chicago. A comic
hero.
A comic hero. I was like,
so
what
the I could be
that?
Added to his 2012 guy comics I want to have sex with.
Well, you can't say that word.
I just censored.
She censored.
Did he make the list?
Ooh.
Ooh, did he
I'll
make
tell you in 7 seconds and then 20 more minutes when this thing updates.
Got it.
I'm going to say no, but...
I don't know.
Number 3. He made it.
He was number 3 on the list.
Number 3?
Yeah. Good job, Mike.
Way to go, Mike. Now you really need to send her a pic just so she can rate it.
So, yeah. Number 1 out of 1 on how many guys sent their dicks to you on their phone listening to this podcast. Thanks, guys.
Nick, do you have anything? Or are we still talking about whatever the hell we're talking about?
Getting pulled over.
Sandra was getting tickets, and now it's into dick pics. So.
I have not either. Well,
How the fuck do we get on this subject at the beginning of every GD show? This is like the 3rd show in a row we've started off talking about dick pics.
It's my first one here. So.
Why didn't we talk about it last time if she wasn't even here?
I have no idea. We're just talking about Erin because we miss her.
We just bring up Erin. No, I have not been pulled over.
Ever?
No, just down in Florida. Oh.
We were like, shut up.
Yeah.
Fuck
out. I was driving. I was going 75 in a 60 on the way to school one morning. This was when I was still in high school. And everybody fucking knew about my ticket before I got to school.
Everybody
was going, like, how fast are you going, Nick? And whenever I said 75, they're like, oh, that's it? And I was like, yeah, that's all I mean, if I was going to get caught, that's as fast as I wanted to be going.
That's always the worst when you get pulled over going to school or going someplace when you know people that you know are going to be driving past you.
Every bus, everybody's car, like it was like 2 stoplights away from the house or from the school, so everybody saw it. But that just pissed me off because what?
Nothing.
Oh, because everybody was like, oh, you're only doing 75? I'm like, yes, that was over the speed limit, and I got a ticket for it. Thank you.
Yes, that is still 15 over.
That's it?
That is still pretty significant.
Yeah, but they were like, oh, you should have been going faster. No, the hell I should not have. 75 is enough for me.
So 75 in a 70 or in a 60?
A 60. Okay. In a 60. I thought I was hot shit. I was pounding my music with my friends.
You were playing your hip-hop music?
That's right.
Your Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah, just some Bee Gees, you know. But,
Mikey, I apologize. I cannot click on this link. Oh, here it is. I lied.
Mikey, he lied to you.
Continue what you were talking about.
No, and then the one time I got pulled over, I had my Cadillac. I used to have a 77 Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Awesome.
And I was
Cadillac
flying.
Coupe de Ville.
It topped out at 75, but it had a V8 in it. So I was on my way home from school, and on my way home this time, Yeah, this thing was so much fun to cruise in, and I buried the needle. I didn't even see it, so I actually don't know how fast I was going. And this cop pulled me over. He took my license and insurance and everything, and the car was registered in my name. And he comes back. He goes, this is your car? And I said, yeah. And he goes, did somebody give it to you? And I said, no, I bought it. And he goes, so you want this car? And I said, oh, yeah. You know, I love classic cars, and this was as classic as I could get. You know, that was, you know, within my insurance, and my parents would allow me to do it. But I paid for my, you know, with it for my own money and stuff like that. And, like, this older cop was like, really? Oh, this is cool. What kind of motor does it have? And we started talking about the motor, and the interior was plaid yellow, and we started talking about the car. And like 10 minutes later, he gave me all my stuff back, and he tapped on the window and goes, "Oh, you have a nice day." And I was like, "Okay."
It'd be a funnier story if after all that you talked to him for like an hour and a half, and then he still gave you the ticket.
He didn't even give me a ticket. I thought it was so cool. I was like, "Yeah."
By the way, I need to arrest you now.
Yeah.
I've told my story about getting pulled over on.
You're going to the drunk tank.
Which story, Aaron?
The one about getting pulled over for reckless driving.
I have vague recollections.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Maybe it was on another podcast that you do.
Was it in the Dungeon Master podcast?
It might have been.
Dungeon Master.
So I just got my iPhone, and I was so excited, and I was on my way to go to Shmee World Bingo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, right? Shmee World. And, so I'm going home. I get on 528. As soon as I get on there, I'm behind this car that's poking along, and there's... we're merging on there. So there's another lane. Plenty of room. I think he's going to get over. And he doesn't. And so I'm a little close to him. And we got a baby car. So I'm driving along. And all of a sudden this car comes flying up behind me. And so I get scared. So I start speeding up to go around that slow car. And it was a cop. So he pulls me over. Makes me get out of my car. And this is the first time I'd ever been pulled over. I did not know that was not normal to get out of your car for getting pulled over. And he asked me if I've ever been to jail. And I'm like, I don't know. No, I haven't. Why? But he sounded like he was from, this, I don't know. I think of the epitome of cop shows. Like, he's yelling at me with a southern accent. He's like, "Have you ever been to jail before?"
I think they practice that whenever they're not doing anything.
I'm pretty sure I've told this story, because then he tells me to get behind my car, and I thought he was going to frisk me. So I put my hands on the trunk, and he's like, "What the? Where did you learn to do that? I didn't tell you to do that." And I'm like, "I saw it on TV." He was not going to frisk me.
But he did anyway.
Yeah.
That's how I got out of the ticket.
But when you offered, he was like, "Okay.
Well, let me get my hands on this tush."
Yeah, but then he dropped his flashlight on my foot and asked me if I'm okay. He said, "If I'm not okay, does that mean I don't have to go to jail?" And he said, "It would, yes."
It's not okay.
It hurts so bad. But he ended up writing me a ticket for careless driving. And that was it.
He didn't even let you plead your case. Like, "You're a crazy wacko fuck that pulled up behind me."
I told him, I was like, "You scared me." He said, "You came up really fast."
I got pulled over, last week for the same expired plates. And I was in the left-hand lane, and he got up behind me. He got up behind me, and I was left. I freaked out. It just swerved all the way over to the right, and traffic kept going behind me, so he couldn't swerve over. So he was on the other side of the street. So he had to wait until the traffic allowed him to come over. And he gets out of his car, and he comes over, and he's laughing. Because I'm looking out the window going, "I'm so sorry." And he's just laughing. He's like, he goes, "Next time, you don't have to pull over right away. You can find a safe place to pull over. You don't have to just pull over right where you are."
See, that's what happened when I got pulled over with the whole expired insurance thing. Because he pulled me, but I didn't want to pull off like there was not enough room on the side of the road. So I went probably a good 2 or 3 miles down the road. And I'm like, does he think that I'm trying to flee? I'm like...
That's what I told
him. White, so I don't.
I told him. I said, I'm not running. I just pulled over. That's and I just funny. All I could do is the fastest thing I could do.
I was it was about last year. I was up the road a little bit drinking over at my friend's house and playing pool and stuff. And I had and it was up. I wasn't under too much of an influence. I was I had been drinking, but I was fine enough to drive, you know.
Sure,
and I had a bunch of clothes and stuff in my my uniform in my passenger seat, and I had all the alcohol I was drinking in the on the floor, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
All these open containers?
Yeah, they were all open. I wasn't drinking any of them at the time, and all of a sudden there was this car way back. I mean, 500 feet away from me. It was really far away, and all of a sudden it come kept creeping up on me, and it was the only car on the road, and I was in the right hand lane. I was doing the speed limit.
Him around you?
What?
You waving him around you?
No. I was just, come on, Pan, get in front of me. No,
sir, you're not moving. You're stopped.
So then all of a sudden he speeds up right on my ass, and he's staying right on my ass. I'm like, what the? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're the only people out here. Why are you on my ass? And he goes, And then he starts, then he's kind of like weaving in the other lane and then coming back over. And then he'll like let off his brakes and then he'll come up. And then like he was like riding my ass and then he'd like brake and then he'd like ride on my ass again. And right before I got on like 192, like he flipped his lights on and I was like, fuck, what the, oh my God. And by this point I was like already like sobered up, you know?
Sure.
And so then he pulls me over and he gets out as a young cop and he goes, so how's it going? And I was like, good.
Good.
And he goes, oh, do you have your license on you? I said, yeah. And I was like, and do you have your registration? I was like, yeah, I have it. So I gave it to him, and like, there's all this, but it was in bags, so it wasn't like all open and all over the place. So I gave it to him, and then he walks back, or he goes, oh, and he puts his hand on my like window thing, and he goes, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to give you a ticket or anything. I'm just kind of bored. So he walks.
Oh my God!
Is that illegal? It's got to be illegal.
He walked back to his vehicle and like looked me up, I guess, and then he brought all this shit back. He goes, oh, you have a clean driving record. And I was like, yep, I'm just coming home from my parents' house. You know, I'm driving back to my place where my parents. Not, I mean, my parents don't live down here, but the people where I was at was like my parents, you know. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, okay, well, just have a nice night.
I was like, thank you.
I'm about to call an ambulance. My heart's, you know, going off.
It's got to be illegal.
Yeah, it was just. He goes,
it's not. I mean, he can pull you over for any reason and just say that it was, you know, suspicion or something right. like that.
Yeah, but to say I'm
to
just
run
bored.
Your information.
But he probably shouldn't have been
for
honest.
For shits and giggles.
But he was really. I mean, it really did scare the shit out of me.
So even if you were to try and do anything, you probably couldn't.
Right. Well, and it like.
And if he actually decided to look into your car and see all these open alcohol containers, then it wouldn't have been.
Yeah. Well, I started chewing gum. I was like, I don't smell like whiskey. Like, how? Right.
You smelled like Jack Daniels.
But no, it really scared. I don't know if he was trying to get a rise out of me because he kept like weaving,
putting his hand on your knee.
No, like yes, Dave.
It was weird when he started kissing his neck.
Don't worry, this will go over soon.
Was Adam West in that porn?
Yeah, all of a sudden,
did Adam West pull you over?
Great Scott Robbins. I don't know.
I have no idea what that was.
It was Doc.
It was awful.
Have you ever watched
that? Was
Have you ever watched Batman before? Do you know who Adam West is?
Popping popcorn, Robin. Isn't he Batman?
Yes. Okay, just checking.
Yeah. He used to say all those kind of corny lines like, "Holy Toledo, Robin, let's go get that guy." I don't remember, Dave.
Oh, good.
Dave, I watched it on reruns. Why don't you tell us whenever the
son of a bitch?
You know, whenever you had to wait for the episodes.
Each day. My good friend Mike is here.
Hi.
And I saw him yesterday at my work. He came by and said hello.
Yep.
And he said one of the more disturbing things I've ever heard in my entire life. And Adam,
I love you, Dave.
No.
Oh.
Adam, let me take a. Well, Mike. What was the thing that you told me? Sorry.
Was this about my gonorrhea?
No, that I was comfortable with. God.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think you're referring to the fact that if Marty McFly were to go back in time today, Back to the Future was today.
I heard this.
He'd go back to the year 1982, which is 30 years ago. 30 years ago was 1982.
Oh my God, I'm almost 30.
Adam. Adam.
Yeah.
What year were you born? Well, you don't need to tell me that.
1978.
Okay, 78. So you have a vague recollection of 1982?
A vague one, yeah.
Very vague. Could you imagine if they made that movie today? Would it have the same impact
Absolutely
of someone going
not.
Back in time now to 1982?
I don't think so. I mean, it was like the movie Hot Tub Time Machine.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. And Hot Tub Time Machine was stupid. Everybody was like, oh, look at this nonsense. Side spikes and MC Hammer pants.
Would Marty McFly start dancing to like Lady Gaga shit?
Well, no. Oh.
instead of...
He would be doing
Johnny Be Good.
He'd be doing the Tanuk dance, which a lot of people know about this. By the way, like I've seen all sorts of YouTube videos and people mentioning that song.
I showed people at work and they thought it was stupid.
It was also
your friends are stupid.
That song was also on an episode of Outsourced.
Oh yeah,
and I heard it in the background. I'm like, Whoa, shit, that's a Chinook Tanook song.
Aaron is a writer for it.
So, I mean, you got to think about it. What do we have now that they did not have in 1982?
DVDs.
Cellular phones.
Cellular phones.
Hoverboards.
No, we still don't have hoverboards.
That you know about.
But laptop computers, the internet,
yeah.
Cell phones.
PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3. I mean, well, I'm just talking in generalities.
Style.
Gas was dirt cheap, but cars were gigantic.
This was cool in 1782, okay?
So if Marty McFly went back in time, and he went to the, you know, to his, he would basically be going back to the first movie. Because the first movie took place in 1985. There wasn't a big difference between 82 and 85.
No, not much.
So, I mean, so it's not like he would have gone back in time to a surfer dude California where everything was gnarly and it wouldn't be punk rockers everywhere. There would be Statler Toyota.
There'd be no Starbucks.
He would go to Doc's house, and he'd say, "Oh yeah, who's the president in 2012? Barack Obama."
Oh shit!
No, that's
he's
no.
black. Barack Obama. The community shuts the door. Get out of here, future kid.
No, I don't believe
future you, future boy.
Barack Obama. There's no way. That would ever happen.
That sounds like a terrorist.
Yeah.
Barack Hussein Obama.
What? That's terrible. That's my Doc impression.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You are not Doc Brown at Universal Studios.
It's better than your Doc impression.
You haven't heard my Doc impression.
Well, it's here.
I'm not going to now.
Well,
so shut the face. Flat screen TVs, airbags in cars. Oh, my God.
Oh my
gosh. So, but I mean,
helmets for your navigation. Bicycles.
Helmets for your bicycles. Yeah, GPS.
I'd be lost.
They had Whitney Houston.
They did. We no longer have
and
it.
Michael.
And Michael.
And Michael.
Well, that was the year Michael Jackson's Thriller came out in 82. It sold 20 million.
I bet 82 Whitney Houston was not there.
She wasn't there for a lot
I mean,
of
she
it.
She was there, but she well, nobody knew who she was in 82.
Yeah. So do you think, a teenager got sent back to 1982, would they be able to, you know, would it be the same culture shock as going back to 1955?
No. I don't think so.
And this is coming from kids.
I think it could certainly be a culture shock for them.
I think
think about what teenagers this day, now they cannot go anywhere without their cell phones.
Yeah. Aaron?
I think it'd be difficult, but I think they could get by. Like, I think it would just be an adjustment. I don't think it'd be complete culture shock.
But honestly, it's the same thing as what happened to Marty. What were the big things that were going on in 1965?
55.
1955.
He didn't have, there's no plutonium.
I think it would be a huge culture shock.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because,
yes.
No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Because what happened was, if you look at the evolution, just look at music.
Okay.
For 20 million years, you had nothing. And then you had a record, right? In like the early 10s, maybe the turn of the century. You had a record player up until about the 60s, right?
Yeah, 60s, 70s, there were still records.
70s.
Yeah.
Then you had 8-tracks.
8-track in the 70s.
And then cassettes.
Tape cassettes.
And then CDs.
CDs.
But then the aliens came, and they gave
zombies.
Us the technology, because in about 1 year, in about 5 years, you go from that kind of evolution to a 500 gig iPod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore.
Continue with your
with
thesis.
If you have a kid today that has an iPhone going back to 1982, let alone 1955, he wouldn't know what to do with himself.
I'm looking at the answer to that question, Dave.
Whereas in 1985, you had some evolution, but not nearly as much from 1985 to 2012. Not much from 1995 to 2012.
That's true.
But I mean, are we talking about going back for the week that he was there, or are you guys talking about
no, for the week?
Oh,
you'd have to go back in time for a week.
It wouldn't be a culture shock at all. Look at how much, when you go out to the mall or whenever you go out to the Friday night thing. Look at how many people dress like the 80s now. Ray-Bans are back. I mean, shit like that. I mean, shit, I still buy records. I mean, I think there's more 80s now than there was in the 90s.
Absolutely.
Or that's in true. The early 2000s. Like the 80s are back.
What's that store he goes into in 2015? The 80s cafe? It's the 80s cafe, actually.
Yes. So we need to get on that. So if no one else has opened the 80s cafe with max headroom computer screens.
I don't think we'd have... Gaddafi versus Reagan.
It was the Ayatollah.
Ayatollah
versus Reagan.
Yep. I think personally, because for one, whenever he went to the '50s, he was there on a mission to save his, you know, to save all that kind of stuff, and he didn't need.
He caused the problem.
Well, right.
Okay, so Marty goes back in time to 1982, and it was so in 1955 he goes into a diner and meets his dad. And in 1982, he's not going to go into a diner. He's going to go into a McDonald's or Burger King, because Burger King was the thing in there. So that will be the difference there. And what will he try to order? Because, of course, he won't be ordering a Pepsi Free. What is the drink that he would order now? Like a Monster Energy drink or something?
In the
80s?
In 82? Yeah, but they had Pepsi. So, I mean...
No, but he would... But, you know, Marty went into... You know, he wanted a Pepsi Free, and they didn't have that. So what drink do the kids order now that they... The kids...
Here's the thing. Here's what you do is you send the Mountain kid Dew. To a coffee shop.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd all be coffee.
The you send them into a Starbucks?
Fancy coffee.
To a coffee shop and have them ask for a Mocha Grande, and they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, Mocha
Frappuccino. I'd like an iced coffee. What
that's the true. Fuck are you right, okay, about? good point. All right, so then his dad rides away on a bicycle, so that's not going to happen. So his dad's going to ride away in a car, and he's going to have to chase after him in a car, a giant boat,
an IROC Z.
No, it was in the 80s. Yeah,
in the 80s they still rode bikes.
Yeah,
did they? But well, I guess a nerd dad would ride the bike. Okay, so he goes in. He peeping toms on the Lorraine, and then, you know, Marty saves him, and then Marty gets hit by the car. I hope we're not ruining this for anybody. And so then Marty's going to wake up in
if
Lorraine's
room. If we're
ruining
for him, Dave, then they should just die now.
Okay, so then Marty wakes up in Lorraine's room, and...
And she's watching Young Lady Charlie 1.
So he wouldn't be wearing Calvin Klein's. What would he be? I mean, what would he be wearing that they wouldn't have in 1982?
Jordache.
Fruit of the Loom with no tag.
They wouldn't have an
1982. Yeah. They wouldn't. They didn't. They were never tagless in 1982.
That's true.
Let's say that he's in Tommy Hilfiger.
Is Tommy Hilfiger still popular today?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Give it the program,
Tommy
Adam.
Hilfiger stores at the mall.
What is popular? I mean,
Dave, I don't. I'm telling you, from here to the 80s, there's not much of a difference. There was Fruit of the Loom back then. There was Calvin Klein.
Okay, hold
back
on,
then.
hold on.
So I got Calvin Klein on right now.
I was gonna say you got all sorts of crazy character boxers.
Yeah,
you'd be wearing
SpongeBob underpants.
Yeah, you're wearing SpongeBob underpants.
There you go.
1982, yes, they have no idea what SpongeBob
is. SpongeBob. There you
and they
go.
Call it, and he gets called SpongeBob for the rest of the movie.
Right.
I've watched this movie.
All right, so
we'd watch it.
He finds out that they're watching TV, and that's when he says, they've got a TV, and then he's like, oh, I've got a 65-inch flat-screen plasma.
Yeah. What's that back thing on it?
Yeah.
Why is screen so fuzzy?
Yeah.
Why do you only have five channels?
You have to get up to turn the channel?
Why do you have so many tattoos? That would be another thing.
Why do you keep adjusting the knobs?
Well, no. Again, I guess in the '80s there'd be no. I mean, there's still tattoos in the '80s.
But like piercings and stuff weren't that big. Like,
yeah, I guess
weird piercings.
Yeah. Weird piercings.
See, I just really don't think that if we're talking about culture shock, like, I mean, we can still walk through the whole movie and try to figure out the differences, but I don't think culture shock would be that big. I mean, because obviously, like, Marty had. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff that there was in the '80s that there wasn't in the '50s, but he still went with it. You know what I mean? I don't think there's a big difference. I mean, if I had to go back in time,
you
Dave said that
you
there
don't
was...
you don't think that your natural instinct when because you've never been in 1982, your natural instinct when you see a Tandy computer would be to try to log onto the internet somehow.
A what?
A Tandy computer? It's a Radio Shack computer. From
no, because
the 80s.
Didn't anybody ever look at Marty McFly in those movies and go, "You are an idiot"? Like, obviously, you're in 1955. You know that this shit is not around.
But you don't think
That's
about
an
it.
Excellent point.
But you wouldn't think about it. Your immediate reaction would be grab your cell phone in your pocket and like, why don't I have a signal?
No, Dave. I mean,
I probably
I don't
would,
think,
but then I'd be like, oh.
He didn't go back to 1985. He didn't go back to 1955 on purpose.
Right.
He had no plan, no desire, no idea right. that he was going to wake up. He was going to end up 1955. So he was not psychologically prepared.
Right. Calm down, calm down. So in the first 20 minutes, when he walks in and asks for a Pepsi Free. And obviously, then he figures out that he's in the 55. I don't think he made that many mistakes after that.
Oh, he...
Does he? Because he knew to go to Doc's house to explain Doc what was going on. And then after that, as far as I remember, everything was fine. Like, he understood that he was in 55. Besides the fact of whenever he was in the concert at the end and he was going all over the place with the solo and kicking over shit and stuff like that, it was like, oh, I guess you're not ready for that.
He'd play some industrial music.
It was
or
Johnny B.
Or maybe it may be Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I just don't think it would be that much of a culture shock. I mean, fashion?
All right. I don't know. I have not been able to man the chat room, so I don't know.
Our listeners, Kiwi says, I think the biggest differences would be in technologies, not so much culture. Everything comes back around. She also says they had the net, but it was only used by companies and government. Matt's mind is blown that the first breast augmentation was in 1895.
Youch.
If you rearrange the numbers, you get 1985. So that's all I'm getting.
Those have to be like bags of sand.
Yep. Pretty much. Pretty much.
We're going to put this balloon in your chest, and we're going to see what happens.
1895.
I'm going to ask a question on...
Also, if anybody wants to get their jollies, if you Wikipedia breast augmentation, there's boobs. Just so you know. There's boobs.
Oh, really?
There's pictures.
There's you boobs have to go to images.
There's
though.
Pictures on Wikipedia. Try doing a...
No, don't even say it. Whatever you're going to say, don't even say it.
Gonorrhea.
Okay,
well,
so what
was it? Come on, I want to know.
What should be the poll question?
Ejaculation. Uh-huh. I'll shut up.
What should be the poll question that we can ask everybody? Like
who would survive better in 1980? No, that would suck because I wasn't even born.
Wouldn't no? Well, no. I mean, say would it be would it be a culture shock
or a technology shock?
Adam, what do you think?
Well, what do I think is the question?
Yeah, what should we ask is the question. Like, if Marty I'm writing this right now. McFly went back in time 30 years to 1982. All right, what's the question?
I have no idea.
All right,
Dave, I don't think this is pertinent. I mean, if you look at it, what I am trying to say, he went back, 1985 to 1955? That's huge.
1955?
That's huge. Like what Mike was saying. I mean, they were going on records, and he was already on cassette tapes. So, I mean, the technology was vast. It was humongously gapped, you know? I mean, back then, all the guys wore fedoras, and, you know, they wore suits, and, you know, you still loved your wife, and, you know, you said, hi, honey, and all this other junk. From 1982 till now, I mean, okay, so cool. We went from cassettes to iPods. I mean, you're still playing music on a mass array of things, and you're still dressed, like, weird. And, I mean, and you still have cars, and you had cars back then. I really don't see the big, huge difference that would be between the two of them.
All right.
From 55 to 85, yes. From 82 to now, no. I don't see a big difference. That's just what I wanted to say.
Kiwi says dentists were still using foot power drills.
Ow.
In 82? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Didn't Epcot Center open in 82?
Epcot Center did open in 1982.
And that's not where you're going there. Not much has changed. Nothing's where you're going there.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be the only one that thinks this, but I don't.
We're going to send you back to 1982.
Dressed like this.
Dressed like this.
Ahoy, baby.
And they're going to say, are you from the past?
Yes. I'm from when they used to plunder treasure.
I think you might be able to get by better, but I think it'll be more frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have your...
So what would the car be? It wouldn't be a DeLorean. What would the new...
Charger.
What would the... New car being.
Lamborghini, most likely.
It would be a Saturn. No.
A cube?
What's the Aztec?
Ugh.
The Volt?
Corsica.
I need to plug my car in to get it working.
Yeah, it would have to be. Yeah. It'd have to be an electric car.
An electric car? Wait, no, okay, so
Marty, I don't know.
So if you okay, so let's play this
dorks.
Out. So if you guys sent me back in time in my Ford Volt,
oh, can't wait
to 1982, okay. And I had to convince what, Dave, that he had to help me get to the future.
You're in trouble because I'm not even 10 years old. Try talking to my brother. Okay?
I'll have to go to Rob.
Yeah, talk to Rob. He's at least 16.
So I have to convince Rob that there was an electric interference the day I was pulling out of here from the podcast, and I got sent back to 1982 because we were talking about it so fucking much, and he had to help me get to the future. I think Rob would look at me and go, "Oh, okay." Like, I just think that's what Rob would be like.
Fucking Rob would be like, "Here, I've got a bunch of these guitar amps. We'll be able to rewire this. We'll plug it in here."
And you just have to plug this string.
By the way, did I tell you how much I like to play with Rocket Fuel?
Like, here, we'll take this note.
That would have been in Nick's letter to your brother. Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not...
Stay away from Rocket
Fuel. Stay away from Jet Fuel in your barbecue pit.
What about...
He's not even listening to the show anymore.
What about after he saves his mom, dad, himself, and goes back to the year 2012, and then Doc says, "We got to go back to the future because your kids turned into assholes or something," to 2042.
Jesus.
Oh. iPhones would be in your hand.
Maybe then we would have hoverboards.
iPhones already in
your hand? I actually think it would be like post-apocalypse.
Yeah. Bath salts went crazy. Everybody's eating everybody.
Oh, that'd be pretty epic. Like total, like the ruins of like Fallout.
Yeah. Well, the thing is we'll all still be alive.
We'll probably still be in this room.
I'm still not getting any college credit, Dave.
No.
You're kidding. You've been making that joke for 40 years.
Stab.
We'll make it big by then.
I'm so fucking old.
30 years from now. Oh, Jesus.
Right?
I'll be the youngest.
I'll be 64 years old.
I'll be 67 years old.
56.
Oh,
Aaron will still be young and hot.
I'm going to be a cougar. Did I just say that?
You may have just said that.
With the tan boobies.
Good Lord.
How will I get my penis pics in 2042?
Telepathy.
Well, you know,
we won't be wearing clothes, so
you got to think about it. Now they have Google. I think Google came out with these glasses that you can plug your phone into, and you can see your apps on the side of it. And all you have to do is shake your head, and it'll go to the next page. So in 30 years,
like an etch sketch of your brain.
I doubt that we'll even need phones. I bet you'll say, "Call Dave." Just out loud.
You won't
then,
even. You probably
and then
won't.
It'll just connect to you.
You'll
right
just
away.
Think it.
It'll be like a teleport. We'll teleport. Yeah.
There'll be tubes everywhere.
Telegram.
Yeah, we'll go back to the telegram.
Telegram.
What am I thinking of?
Oh, that's
transport.
Joke, no, Mr. Martinez.
Hologram.
Yeah, and all you'll have to do is hold out your hand because your watch band would project Dave on your hand.
Well, you saw that concert, right? Lollapalooza had Tupac there as a hologram.
Oh, yes, yeah, we talked about that 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, I was on that show.
That was that was intense.
About that show.
Oh,
that was intense.
Matt
says
Dave will be on Social Security in 2042.
Matt, don't be serious. Be serious. There will not be any Social Security.
Why?
Are you kidding?
There's shit here now. I mean, obviously, and there's always going to be people working.
Haven't you looked at the graphs? Social Security will be spent well by the time. There's people are living longer and longer.
Gone. Die.
Yeah. But there's always people working.
People are living.
It doesn't matter. The people that are working are going to still be paying off all the old people.
Right. Well, then whenever our young people will be paying off of us.
But there are going to be more old people than young people.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a huge gap.
That's why we need bath salts.
We might not get Social Security until we're 90. And then by then, we'll be dead.
That's why we need bath salts to lower the population of some people.
That's right.
Mike's got a pocket full of them if you really want to try.
He's got a pocket full of kryptonite.
But see, so far I've seen bath salts make you hungry, and I don't really need help in that department.
What department do you need help
I'm
in?
I'm always smart.
In the smarts department?
The smarts department.
I can do the show full time on my Social Security. Well, that was Back to the Future talk.
So wait, was I the only one that thought that somebody could handle it then?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be that big a deal.
I think they can. I mean, Marty handle it. I just think it's going to be a culture shock.
I was just going to say, I think we're thinking about Marty as being like totally confused and lost, but now, I don't think that he was. I think it's this. It's the exact same as putting someone from this day and age 30 years ago.
Now, of course,
it's the exact same thing.
If Marty did go back 30 years from today, he would have Parkinson's, and it would be really awkward.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't diagnose it, though.
No, he would have no medicines. It'd be terrible.
We're going to hell. Yes. He does a lot of good.
I'm not. I call Dave an asshole for that.
As you should. I was a huge fan. I mean, I am a huge Michael J.
Me
Fox
too.
Fan.
I think Michael J. Fox is awesome.
I just watched
He's
Doc
a handsome
Hollywood
man.
The other
He's a
day.
Handsome man.
You ever seen Doc Hollywood?
Yes.
I watched that the other day. It was a good movie.
He was just on the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and nice. I haven't watched it yet.
Nice pick, Doc.
But there was a joke that he and Larry David did, and Michael J. Fox went and got a soda out of the fridge and handed it to Larry David, and when he opened it, it exploded all over him.
God.
And Larry David looks at him and was like, "Did you shake this?"
Boo.
That's terrible.
So they were all mad at each other. and then, you know, he just kind of said Parkinson's.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yep, that's a good transition there, Dave.
I stopped. Adam kept going.
I kept going. I was talking about Michael J. Fox.
It's a sad day in game show history today.
Why?
Why?
Adam?
Really? They don't know?
They don't know.
No.
They probably won't even know who it is.
I came straight from work. I have no
Not
clue.
Chuck Woolery.
What's the number one answer on that board?
2-2.
Survey says...
Bing!
Ray Combs?
Not Chuck Woolery.
Ray Combs.
Wink Martindale.
Didn't he kill himself?
Yes, he shot himself in the face.
Ray Combs.
Is it Wink Martindale?
Is it Wink Martindale, Adam? Ooh, that's two strikes. Anyone
I'm
else?
Out of people.
Anyone else?
Bob Barker.
Is it Adam? Is it Bob Barker? Ooh, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's the guy from Family Feud.
We send it to Nick. Nick, you have one chance to take the game.
I don't know who else hosted Family Feud though.
You better talk to your family.
Was it the guy that played Al from Home Improvement? Was it?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't care.
That's pretty true.
I think he was in Running Man.
He was in Running Man.
Who was
yes,
it?
He was.
And he was in this porn from, like, 1982.
Adam West?
And he was on the Match Game all the time.
He was on the Match Game.
Who was it?
I know that. Oh, is it the guy that kissed all the girls?
Yes.
Oh.
I can't remember his name.
Dick?
Close.
No. Richard. Richard. Richard.
Oh, you got it. You got the first name.
You got it. You got it. You can win the game. Yeah. You can win the game.
I can picture him.
Richard. Something with a D?
Yes.
Something. Lives on a creek.
Richard Dawson.
Yes.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
He died. He was like, what, dirt?
And,
old?
And Nick takes the steal.
He was like 78.
78.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Yeah,
I actually had thought he had died already.
Yeah, I
hate
too.
That. So did I.
Man, he was so
I was like,
funny.
Wait, he's still alive?
He was on Match Game. He was funny. And he got, he like kissed like everybody.
He's such
you can't get away with that. You like nowadays. Like you couldn't you couldn't get away with what he did, like on game shows like that, like where you know, where he would kiss everybody. And
oh,
just...
you certainly could.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
You were just not watching the right game shows.
Oh okay.
I don't know what that means.
You know who I really liked was Charles Nelson Reilly. He was funny.
Yep, he was the best.
He was funny. Didn't he die too?
Yes.
Yeah. Very much.
A couple years ago.
Very much so.
Dead.
Very much dead.
That was good.
Yeah.
Charles,
rest in peace.
No.
He was on Hogan's Heroes.
Apparently.
He was? Richard Dawson?
Richard Dawson, yes. He played the British guy.
I remember he used to have this like humongous like pinky ring on his one finger.
Oh, yes. Like huge. Like total Guido.
Yeah. Huge. So are we going to play a game at the Match Game, Dave?
That was not the plan.
Oh, well then.
Nor do I have anything prepared. Adam, do you have the Match Game ready?
Oh, no.
Maybe next week.
In tribute to...
To Richard Dawson, who died the week before. So it's not a good year for celebrities, but is there ever a good year for celebrities?
Somebody please watch Betty White.
So wait, so three So two more people will die. Does anybody else believe in that, in celebrities dying in threes?
But there's already been a lot. I think we're well past three.
No, they normally come in threes, right around the same time.
Right around the same. It's like within like 2 weeks, three of them die.
But we're past the three, I think.
Who else died in the past week?
I feel like somebody has.
Yep. Oh, thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Someone has. You are correct.
Someone has died. Thank you, Aaron, for that update.
Somebody died today.
But apparently they're not dying quick enough, so we won't have Social Security.
They're not.
Because I keep pushing it away from you. Whenever slowly.
Deaths.
You don't even know.
Celebrity deaths 2012. What is happening?
What that?
She just unzipped her pants. I don't know
what?
Oh, my.
Adam West just walked in the
She's
room.
She's wearing SpongeBob SquarePants underpants.
She's been to 1982.
Let's see. These are the people who've died today.
Today?
Richard Dawson.
This is just deaths of 2012. These aren't even celebrity deaths. These are just people who died.
Oh, forget
that. Like,
these are notable deaths of 2012, and Richard Dawson is not among them.
On Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe it hasn't been updated yet. But someone named Pedro Borbón.
No.
65, Dominican Republic-born American baseball player.
Oh, that sucks.
He died of cancer. He played up for the Cincinnati Reds. Jim Fitzgerald, he was 86, an American businessman, majority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. Eduard Kiel, 77, Russian singer.
Yeah, I don't know how much more exhilarating this
Hold
conversation.
On.
This
I got,
is the in memoriam
I got two more.
Section.
Rodolfo Cuidez Torono, he was 80. He was a Guatemalan Roman Catholic prelate and cardinal and archbishop in Guatemala. He died of a bowel obstruction. And Johnny Yashinga. Johnny Yashinga. He was a Japanese drummer, and he died of pneumonia.
Wouldn't that suck?
The guy from the Bee Gees died?
Yes.
Yeah, bowel obstruction.
He is not staying alive.
I can't shit. Oh. I might die. It would suck to die from bowel obstruction.
This is true.
Orlando Woolridge. He was a Chicago
Bull. Oh, not him.
Yeah, he was a Chicago Bull one time. 52.
Oh.
Heart disease.
Not bowel obstruction?
No. You are obsessed.
I doubt that many gay people would die from bowel obstruction.
Okay.
What's up?
He's going to hell. We're good. Keep
he's going.
Going
where? Oh,
Keep
to
going.
Hell? Oh.
Yeah, it's fine.
I said...
Oh, gee whiz.
I said that people... Oh.
I believe the children of the future.
Rest in peace, Whitney. Oh!
Yes, Aaron.
Ooh.
So...
Hello.
Found out the other day that my boss, I worked at Kohl's all through college, my boss, the one that I really liked, who is my Facebook friend, got arrested at the store for deception of theft and writing cold checks.
Oh, snap.
Under $10,000.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Yeah.
So I was looking at her mugshot at work the other day. It's pretty cool. I'm now Facebook friends with a felon.
Sweet. Did you send her a message?
No, but I'm going to look at her wall and see if I might send anything.
You should. You should send her a message saying, hey, I hear you're going to be doing some time.
I can teach you how to make a shank. I watch a lot
three
of Locked
solids.
Up.
Three solids.
Do what?
Or three squares and some yard time.
Three hots and a cot.
That's it.
Three solids. Three bowel movements.
I died of a bowel obstruction.
She won't be obstructed.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a little crazy.
I don't know anybody that's been in jail that I know of.
I had a manager when I worked at Warner Brothers get arrested. They caught her in a sting operation. They put a camera up in the corner, and they assigned her to one register, and she stole a bunch of money. And she came into work, and I said hi, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know, she was gone, and there were police walking through the store. She was escorted out the back door.
Oh, my gosh.
Her husband was doing the same thing when he worked at McDonald's. Sexual chocolate!
Hey,
there was a guy that I did some theater with. Found out that he was arrested for having a computer.
Oh my god, I hate this.
Computer, what?
He was arrested for computer who?
He was arrested because they found child pornography on his computer.
Oh,
ew.
Now wait a second.
My neighbor got arrested for that.
Now I found out about that.
I had done like an alumni show at my old high school.
Uh-huh.
And we had like a bunch of kids in it. And then I found that out about him and I was like, ugh, I'm so upset.
Oh my gosh.
But sometimes they, when they say child porn, it doesn't necessarily
Nick is justifying child porn, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm saying I heard it was on the news the other day. I mean, it could technically be girls that are saying that they're 18 and it turns out that they're not, and that's counted as child porn, not just kids. That's what I heard.
Adam, do you think that's what happened?
No.
Okay.
Nobody said anything on
the feds busted him. Like, they had been watching him.
Because these were 9-year-old girls and boys, I'm sure.
No,
I mean, my guess.
Don't you think?
I don't know. Sure.
Like, do they look this? Like, do they look it up? Like on Google, like naked kids or something like that, or what?
Are you looking for tips?
No, I'm saying, but I mean, that would be kind of stupid to do that, wouldn't it?
Mike, what does he look up?
Sorry.
Nope, he's busy. Yeah. No problem. Oh, we probably don't even want to know.
So, out of all of us, since we were talking about prison, out of all of us, who do you think, out of the five, could last longer in prison?
Adam.
You think?
You think I could?
Yes.
Really?
You're a bigger guy.
What's that?
You're a bigger guy.
Yeah, that is true.
No one's going
to... They say you either, within the first week, you either kill somebody or you become somebody's bitch.
I'm a dead man.
You're going to be someone's bitch.
I'm a dead man.
David, a couple months alive.
I mean, that's like hardcore prison. Like, you just...
Yeah, there's no reason I can't imagine what I would do to go to hardcore prison.
Right. We would have been in, like, minimum security for anything.
This guy has expired tags on his car. He's going to Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay, where is that?
What is this? How do you say it?
Quan,
whatever. That bay place. He's going to...
I'm a dead man, especially with all those Muslims. I don't... I'm a Jew, for the love of God.
Don't hate me. I'm a Jew.
Oy vey.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go... The only luck you would have is to be to go hang out with the Mexicans.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Did you go northern or southern? Because there's a difference.
Like, you totally look Mexican, Dave. So, you could blend in right away.
Thank you.
Matt says Rob. Rob would last the longest.
That is probably true.
But I think Adam, I mean, if Rob's, since he's not here, but I would say that Adam would last longest because not only is he bigger, he's very humorous, and he would keep all the comics laughing and away from his behind.
That's true. That is true.
So as they were laughing, he'd be...
I'm also not afraid to punch somebody in the throat.
Yeah. I'll shank somebody. I'll make a knife right off the bat.
I'll shank somebody.
I'll give you guys shank lessons.
I will act all nuts just so people would stay the fuck away from
my
me.
Toothbrush.
I am also not afraid to punch someone in the throat. I'm just afraid that
the
force that I can muster is not enough to do much damage.
He giggles. Well, Dave, he punch him and he giggles.
I get down there, I'm going to put you on a workout regimen.
Did you just flick me in the throat?
A prison workout regimen?
No, I punched
just
you.
Just in case.
I discovered, Adam, that the rain, the weather changed and the rain got really bad, and my shoulders hurt so bad, I don't think I can compete in Ninja Warrior.
Dave, I didn't think you could compete in Ninja Warrior.
It's too moist outside,
no,
guys. I can't do it.
The arthritis in my shoulders are hurting so bad.
Oh, my God.
Dave. I don't think you understand the upper body strength that those guys have.
In heights. Do you think I'll be able to...
I don't think you've ever lifted a weight.
No matter what you're saying, I believe you.
Is he doing that again?
Yeah, he's broken up a little bit.
Motherfuck.
Do you think I would be able to survive the zombie 5K?
I don't want to do
yes.
that one.
Aaron, why not?
I'm afraid of bath salts.
They're going to have all of their zombies snort before the thing. Here,
I saw the pictures.
I saw it too.
If they turn into real zombies, then I've got a real chance. But if they're all these fake zombies, I'm done for.
Adam is throat punching crazy.
Yeah, I mean, real zombies, I would just run as hard as I could through them all. But since they're fake zombies, all they have to do is grab the flag. Oh, I'm toast.
Just hide it in your ass, then you'll be fine.
They make you sweat and cough.
Nick is trying to shove a razor blade up his ass.
Just in case I have to go to prison.
But now at prison, I've seen this on like those scared straight shows.
Yeah.
Like they have the people when they're coming back in from the yard or when they're coming in for the first time, they got to strip down naked, mm-hmm. bend over it, and open their butt cheeks and cough. Mm-hmm. Because if you were to have something in your anus, it would be so painful for you to do that that it would come out.
Okay, so you're telling me if I really have to shit.
How the hell did we get on this conversation?
Bend over and cough.
You said he was putting a razor blade in his ass.
No, I mean, the prison. Oh, that's right.
My felon boss.
So okay, so we're still on Adam. Adam would win in prison. Okay.
I was watching.
Watched a lot of Oz.
I was watching Life After Lockup, which is like where they check up on the prisoners that they followed on the show. I love that show for some reason. I don't know why. But there was this guy that when he was in prison, he was this like huge like beast. Like he terrified me just watching him. Like it took four guards just to get him contained, like four people. And he was just like throwing them off like nothing. Now he is married and collects china.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh,
that's lovely.
And he's a youth minister at his church.
Yeah.
With a neck tattoo.
I was locked up at one time, but now Jesus saved me, and I collect china.
Kiwi says...
He's Batman.
Yeah.
Kiwi says if it came down to throat chopping someone and getting your ass stretched, you would be surprised how hard you can hit.
Oh, yeah, Dave, you'd be throat chopping the fuck out of me.
I'll just karate chop.
And she's doing the zombie run.
And she's doing, where are you? You're doing it, Kiwi's doing it in like Ohio or something, right? I think she's coming in.
3 hours away from her in 2 weeks.
Mike, how would you survive in prison? Do you think you would be?
He'd bend over and take it.
Heaven.
It'd be big. Oh shit.
It'd be called a vacation.
Poor Mike. I'm asking
someone now just to go to prison.
I'm asking you. I'm not assuming whatever they're saying. What do you think? Into your microphone, please. There you go.
Jesus.
I enjoy the anal.
Aaron, what were you going to say before I interrupted you?
I got dick pics.
I'm good. I got it in.
You got it in? You got dick pics?
Yeah.
What?
I do.
All right. Send them to Aaron.
No.
You want them?
You ever see that?
Here, I'll give you her phone number.
That one movie where that guy goes to, I can't remember what his name is. He's from like Saturday Night Live and he goes to prison and,
Oh, Will Arnett.
Yeah, where Will Arnett goes to
stupid movie.
It was, yeah.
He loves it.
It was funny.
It was with Will Arnett, and what's that guy's name? Dax?
Yeah,
something like that, yeah.
That Tool. He gets a bad rap. I think he's funny, though.
But then I look at movies like Escape from Alcatraz and like how badass Clint Eastwood was, and then I look at movies like Shawshank Redemption, and I was like, oh, that would be pretty badass, too. Except for, like, the sisters, and I'd be like, don't hurt me.
I've never seen Shawshank.
My shoulders hurt. Can you do this later?
It's a little moist outside.
Can you grab my hips? my shoulder.
The weather changes is hurting my shoulders. Can you just please hold on with the ass raping, huh?
Tell me you love me.
I don't want to hear that shit. That would make it worse. He's ramming my ass. I love you. Like, oh, great. This is what I need. Commitment.
Don't tell the guy over in cell 422. He'll get mad. I don't know how we got onto this.
We're just friends, okay?
With benefits.
Yikes. Do-do-do-do-do. Richard Dawson, check. Okay. Last week, there was only one thing we didn't get to, and that was John Jizzle's tweets.
Right.
Sing the theme song, Nick.
Jizzle, jizzle, my nizzle, John Jizzle's tweets.
Some reason, I think you said a bad word in there.
Did I?
Is this real? What is this? Who's this?
John Jizzle, he's one of our dedicated...
dedicated followers.
Well, I'll tell you why he's a dedicated follower. Because the last 2 weeks, every time I have posted that we're doing a show, he has starred it and retweeted it.
Oh.
And he's retweeted...
Is that a big deal to retweet?
It is a big deal to retweet, because that means...
I have yet to tweet.
All of his fans see that he's listening to the show.
Does John Jizzle have a lot of... tweeters?
Tweet buddies? I'm assuming.
I don't know. It don't matter.
Even if he has two. He has 748 followers.
Wow.
So if any one of them happens to run across the show, we had someone named Rebecca listening at the beginning of the show. She didn't last very long.
Oh.
John Jizzle Man lost
a
friend.
She wanted a dick pic.
She wanted a dick pic, and damn it, we didn't supply. John just, okay, so he, I know he tried to tone down his tweets, and at some point he does pick it back up, but he starts off with, he starts off with, you're not drunk until you pay for your drinks with your CVS card.
Ooh, I've done that. I'm just kidding.
That's totally true.
Let's see. I don't mind if you sleep over after sex, just be out by 10 a.m., cereal's in the cupboard. That's awfully nice of him.
So this is all stuff on ours, or this is all his?
This is his tweets. This is what people follow of John Jizzle, our biggest fan.
How long has he been following us?
For at least 3 weeks.
Oh.
He says, remind me not to work out after work anymore. Okay, fucking tired. I don't even have the motivation to drink. All right, that was just a personal thing. He sexted this. I want to piddle paddle your fiddle faddle.
Oh. I wonder, did that work, John Jizzle?
Yeah, I wonder if that worked.
Oh, hold on.
Not for me.
I can expand.
Just saying.
Oh, it would have worked for Aaron.
Three people favorited it, but no one was talking about it there.
Are any of them ladies?
I didn't check. It just said three favorites. Oh, yeah, but three ladies. The pictures just popped up.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Let's see.
Dave, who is this? This is actually another. This is like a Kiwi, right? We don't know this person.
Kiwi knows this person.
Oh, Kiwi knows. Thank you, Kiwi.
Yep.
You're the best.
God. He says here, does it still count if your tattoo of the Virgin Mary is a tramp stamp?
That's good. Let's go with
that. John Jizzle. Oop, I don't know what this... let me see if I can read this. Have you ever spent the night with a man who's sensitive? I'll smile an understanding smile when your boyfriend calls. I don't know what that means. Your snores should be called mouth farts because that's what they sound like and smell like?
Ew.
Didn't he ask us a question or are we just reading his
tweets? We're just reading his tweets. Oh. Questions for the first dates... do you take any regular medications, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, decreased sex drive, boyfriend, married, gay? Are these your questions from the first date? One person favorited it. It was a girl. There was funnier ones in here. I don't know where they went to. So when midgets get their nails done, is that a mini mani-pedi? Oh. After we have sex, expect finger guns. I had to do the finger guns.
Thanks, Dave. That was so 1982.
Boo. A salt shaker and a steak knife? That's assault with a deadly weapon. Assault with a deadly weapon.
Did I tell my knock-knock joke?
Here is a married sext. Are you done yet? Can I come back in the room?
Did I tell my knock-knock joke?
Please, please do.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame foot stuck in the door. I heard that from a 5-year-old at work.
I had these British 5-year-olds. Oh, no. They're probably like 8, 9, so like between 7 and 9. They told me 5 jokes in a row about beavers. And so, later, I swear I didn't get in trouble for this. Later, I told my boss, I'm like, I've never heard a beaver joke, at least not a clean one. And she just laughed, and I'm like, oh, thank gosh, she just laughed at that.
That's funny.
But yeah,
we had a little boy today, and one of the ladies I work with said, he was 9, and he had a girlfriend, and she goes, is it a pirate or a mermaid? And he goes, she's Puerto Rican. I thought that was funny.
Get lucky.
Yeah.
John Jizzle writes, whenever I'm on Twitter late at night, I feel like the credits scene from Ferris Bueller. You're still here? Go home. I spent the last 5 minutes yelling, who drank all my beer, to an empty house. I've been alone all day.
Oh, that one just makes me sad.
Reminds Aaron of
home. It was
home.
John Jizzle that drank it all.
Yep.
Except for Aaron, it would be, who drank all my wine?
Oh, I went to a winery the other day. It was fun.
Yeah?
If your plans don't include drinking with me tonight, then your life sucks.
Oh, our life sucks. Guys.
It does, John. That's Hanny. I might be able to overlook the low intelligence because of your banging body, but do me a favor, don't talk. You're ruining it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and if you want, he takes a dive back down. What, this? It's not a beard so much as a loofah for your vagina.
Oh, my.
John Jill, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
Nick,
dear.
Sing us out.
Oh. Jizzle, jizzle, my nizzle. John Jizzle, that was his tweets.
What?
God.
I was kind of weary on my first song, but then you read some of those tweets, and I think it fit perfectly.
I may have to put music, some beats behind that.
We're going to record it after this.
Yeah, John Jizzle.
Because, like, I've done everything else.
I was going to say, all that editing, all that other stuff.
I get tired. I work all day.
Speaking of drinking, though, I got drunk and played mini golf the other night.
What?
It was fun.
Wow. No, I know. I think drinking makes
Did you get drinking and play mini golf with?
Some friends. I had a friend in town. A big group of us went.
Did you win?
I came in second.
Yay.
But she ended up winning anyway.
When you're drinking
with
and playing...
the score of what?
When you're drinking and playing mini golf, you always win.
True that.
I heard she got a hole in one.
I did. I got a hole in one.
And where did you play mini golf, if I may ask?
Universal City Walk.
Oh, I've heard about
Is that
place.
Fun?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's expensive, yeah.
For mini golf.
But I didn't. You didn't end up paying for it, did you? You got it for free, right?
No, I paid for it.
Oh, okay.
What? That's a weird question.
Now, do you pay question. For it in the end, or did you pay for it in the beginning?
These are all sexual innuendo questions.
You pay for it in the beginning.
Oh,
up front.
Okay. You pay for it in the end.
You pay for it up front? Oh, okay.
Nick pays for it in the end.
Just so I don't die in prison, okay? Now, I know you're taller, but did you use a big club, or did you have a child's club?
It was a pretty good-sized club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Now, did you take many strokes to hit the ball in?
65, Kiwi, 65.
Or
Sorry, I was I'm listening to a different show.
It was between 1 and 5.
Oh, 1 to 5 strokes, so that's pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks.
She's very good at her strokes.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's good. I'm just, you know,
are we done?
Checking out.
Now, when you finished him off, did he go all... No, never.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh,
sorry. I thought that's where I was heading, so I just wanted to get...
Not so blunt, Dave.
I just wanted to get there already.
Oh, geez,
now, whenever you got to the last hole, did it get to keep your ball, or did you have to have... Did you have to pull
it
out?
Sucked my ball right down.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Really?
Ha ha!
I had good suction. finished the game. Finished you right off.
She was tired after that.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the bathroom.
You gotta clean up, you know.
I had to pee.
Don't you hate that when you're playing mini golf and you have to go pee in the middle?
Right.
Terrible.
Aaron is saucy tonight, folks. We only knew
I
why.
Had 4 weeks of this.
Four weeks of not of this.
Not of this.
I know. I have 3 weeks to wake up. 4 weeks? How long was I gone?
I don't know. You were gone many weeks before you actually were long gone.
True that. Yeah.
I think this was her second. What do they call it whenever you leave somewhere for a while?
Hiatus.
Hiatus.
But weren't you gone 2 of the 3 weeks that I wasn't here?
Yes.
So, therefore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. What else can we make? That was kind of funny. I like that.
What else would be fun drunk?
Bowling.
Drinking?
That would be dangerous.
Have you ever thrown your ball backwards?
Yes, sober.
Oh, that's, that's fun. Bowling drunk would be fun.
Wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball.
You have to put your...
Badminton.
Whirly ball.
Badminton.
Badminton
would be awesome drunk because you'd never hit the bird.
You'll never hit the shuttlecock?
The shuttlecock.
The shuttle. I'm surprised Mike's ears didn't go.
Can we go
he just came.
Ball?
It's okay.
What he's not even listening.
Do we not talk about whirly ball?
What is whirly ball?
What's whirly
You're
ball?
In the bumper cars and you get like a
highlight thing?
Yeah, like a highlight lacrosse. I don't know. Like
lacrosse? I don't
thingy,
know.
And you get this little ball and you have to get into a basketball goal. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Where is this played?
I drive.
Let's do this
Where
right now.
Where the big like sports dominator place was?
I've played it multiple times here in the Lou. It's a lot of fun.
Can we
so
go
you're in a
when
bumper
Adam comes
car?
Down? We're going.
Adam, when you're here, we're
I'll call
doing
Adam
it.
On my team.
Aaron. Right.
Yes?
I don't want Dave on my team. I'll lose.
Last week, you missed the show.
Oh, yeah.
We've all decided when Adam comes to town, we're all getting tattoos.
Right. Oh, that's right.
I don't know, guys.
Come on.
Even
we're all doing it.
Sarah agreed.
Sarah agreed.
Said she was going.
What is she getting?
Adam?
She's getting a heart?
No.
Isn't it a heart?
It's not a heart.
No, I thought she said a heart.
No, I thought she was going to get a heart?
I told her to get like a thimble of thread and like a needle.
Right. Oh, that'd be cute.
And then she said later on that she thought it would be cool to get like a heart, but make it look like it was stitched on.
It was stitched on, and then like the needle coming out with the piece of thread.
Right.
Oh, that'd be cute.
But then Dave's going to get...
That's totally Sarah, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree.
I came up with it.
Dave's getting Speedy Gonzales on his lower back.
No! I thought he changed it. He's gonna get this like little Mexican guy with a sombrero, and like a little lawnmower by his pubes, and he's gonna shave it right there, like if he's mowing his grass.
I was gonna get Calvin pissing on my own penis.
Piss on this.
Hold the tattoo. Apparently, Jizzle is listening and commented about the song that you did for him.
Oh, what did he say?
I don't know how to see the comment, but maybe she'll tell us. So, Nick, what are you getting tattooed?
Yeah, Nick never did say.
Oh, Oh, I did. Oh, I figured it out. Okay, so because on my arm I have that devil tattoo, yes. I figured like that'll be like I'm going to not get like a sleeve, but like a short sleeve. Like, you know, like it's only going to go down so low. But I'm going to get Frankenstein and then like little like things that like make me.
Huh.
Yeah, like a little whiskey bottle or like a pool stick and stuff like that.
What are you really getting?
And like a horseshoe.
I hadn't really decided yet.
He's going to get the demon mouse.
We talked him into a guitar pick.
They were talking me into a guitar pick, just a regular guitar pick.
Or the DM.
Or the DM from Danger Mouse.
That's right.
Or a microphone.
I'm not so hip on a microphone.
It says another way to
talk.
Guitar pick or DM, yep.
Should I get a bass guitar with wings coming out the side?
Yes. As a tramp stamp? Yes.
It should say your baby's name forever.
It'll be Emiliana's face on my leg.
No, will you please say your baby's name?
Look up tattoo fails, and you'll see so many of those.
I love that.
I don't understand why people do that. It makes me sad.
Neither. I do not get it.
It's either a guitar pick or DM or a person.
Robotech.
A person swimming. That's what was on my... Did everyone here have a high school ring?
Yeah.
Did you have something on the sides of the ring? My sides and my ring were swimming on one side and a guitar on the other side.
Aww.
Mine was a football helmet and a falcon.
And a what?
A falcon?
We were the Falcons.
Oh, okay. I hope so.
Oh, mine was a Native American and a clarinet.
Oh, hilarious.
How? Mine was the army symbol on one side because of my dad, and then the other side was the lion.
I thought you were going to join the army.
No, I got it. I got it kind of out of patronage for my father.
Patronage?
I mean, he paid for the fucking thing that I wore for 4 days.
Did you give it to your girlfriend?
Nope.
I gave mine to my girlfriend.
That wasn't the thing to do.
She wore it around her neck in a necklace.
Nobody did that in my high school days.
Talked to him when they went to Epcot together.
My mom wouldn't let me. Yeah, Dave's like, can I get that back now?
By the way, she's in Florida. She's in Florida right now.
Just so I can.
How do you know this, Dave?
It popped up on my Facebook.
Did she call you and tell you and then say,
no.
Oh, we don't want to hang out
She's
now.
Not in Orlando. It popped up on my Facebook that she was somewhere in Florida. I'm like, well, what do you know? I sensed a disturbance in the
force. Did you get a ring, Mike?
Cock ring.
High school cock.
I don't think Mike got a class
old
ring.
Your cock ring.
I'm sure he gave that to somebody.
a couple
bigger,
times.
Bigger than his junior cock ring. Oh, poor Mike. Poor Mike. He's going through some issues in the corner. He's got some personal things going on. So we're going to let him sit and...
Simmer.
Right.
And simmer. Oh, you know, he almost got on the microphone.
Come on.
How much time I got?
Not much.
I need about a day.
A day? yeah, we're going to be wrapping it up soon, I think. I've lost track of time, Adam.
Wait, what's Adam getting a tattoo?
Adam was
yes, going... I am, but I am not 100% on what I'm getting yet.
Well, were you 100% on last week?
He was going to get a tattoo of fingers around his penis.
Yes.
Place, and it just says, place hand here.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Can I read something?
I know the position that I want to get.
This is
it's
good.
Either on my wrist or on my upper forearm.
Well, what was it, though?
Well, it was either going to be... maybe Molly's initials.
Oh.
Or something along the lines of that. Or the pirate medallion from Pirates of the
Caribbean. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was what you're going to do.
You know what, Adam? Saying that you're going to get Molly's initials, you should figure out something like something that you two really like to do together, like that makes you, you know, like father-daughter, and then like get something like that with her initials in it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's what I think. If you're going to go that route.
I should get a hidden Mickey on my wrist.
That would be cute. You know what? You should do a hidden Mickey, but with her initials as each, like ear and then the head.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
Because M-A-G would actually work pretty well.
Yeah, they're all pretty round.
Yeah,
well, except for the
yeah, round. Well, you can kind of round off the
yeah,
A.
Just kinda...
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a tattoo. I just have no clue what I would get. Nothing means that much to me that I'd want it on me forever.
You should get a Lego block.
No.
That's right. That would be hilarious.
Underneath a whale.
I don't want a whale tattooed on me.
You should get a whale tail tattooed on your lower back. And they say, hey, I can see your whale tail. You'd be like, yep.
Right on it, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I don't
Come on, it's hilarious.
Did you, Adam, did you hear about the guy that got his wife's name tattooed on his dick? It was Wendy.
No.
He got his name, his wife's name tattooed on his dick. And years later, they went to Jamaica on a on like their, like their 10-year vacation. Mm-hmm. So he had to go to the bathroom. They went to a restaurant. So he walked into the bathroom. He's standing at the urinal, and he, you know, he's pissing, and you know, his dick says Wendy on it. And this black guy comes in and stands next to him and starts pissing too. So he gets kind of curious, like, oh, do black guys really have big dicks? You know, so he kind of like just looks over, and to his astonishment, the guy next to him, his dick says Wendy too. So the guy looks over him and he goes, "Hey, your wife's name is Wendy." And he goes, "What you talking about, man? It says Welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day."
Get it, Eric? Because it was soft.
Penises aren't always hard, Aaron. I know that you don't often see them soft.
Not when they're coming at her.
Oh, my God.
Or on her cell phone.
AWOApodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Please send us your emails of your questions you have for us and encouragement or telling us just to please give up.
Right, that's enough.
Yeah. You guys have tried, and it's...
You've tried for 65 episodes, and this is the best you can turn out. If you do want to send Aaron your dick pics, you can still send them to that email address, and I will certainly forward them off to her. So far, we've had a zero mailbox for you, Aaron. I feel bad.
It's okay. We have had zero mailbox
for everything.
Promising it since the beginning.
Yeah, for everything we've had zero man. No one called the SpeakPipe. No one
called TalkToMyPipe.com?
SpeakPipe.com. No one went onto the website Facebook.com, another way to spot at Facebook.com, where you can click on the link and you can leave us a voice message. You can say, hey, I want to hear my voice on your podcast. Or you can plug your business. I don't know.
You can plug your business.
Whatever your business happens to be.
Yo. As well.
Yo, I'm going to be on the corner of 5th in Lexington. I've got weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good price.
We got bath salts for sale.
I got bath salts for you zombies out there. You can listen to us on the go on Stitcher. You can download us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars if you feel bad. And you can please give us a review. Once again, please give us something positive. If you're going to rate us, give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us bad stars, at least just give us 1. If you give us 3, that's just rude.
You know what? I think we should, everybody but Kiwi, because Kiwi's already brought 1 follower.
That's true.
I think everybody, if you're listening, if you don't have somebody by next week's show that'll be listening, try for the next week after that.
There is zero punishment.
Just keep trying.
Just try 1 person. I know. Kristen, who's our follower, she has a couple people listening, but I don't think they download past listening to it whenever she does.
One of the girls who used to work for me, she's moving back to the UK. She sent me a message today that she downloaded 5 episodes to listen to on her flight home. She's flying to Germany, then to the UK.
I hope she wasn't sitting by the emergency exit.
I'm out of here. I asked her what shows, and she said it was like 61 through 64. I'm like, oh.
She'll never know me.
She'll know me.
Yes, she will.
64 was rocking, dude. I liked that show.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, that was a good show.
And I had a couple Canadians who were listening earlier in the show, and they have since checked out. Hey, John Jizzle's in the room, everybody.
John Jizzle!
John Jizzle's in the his house.
Into his house.
We read your tweets. We enjoyed them so.
We
did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, Dave.
No, Dave, it was his tweets. Now it's his twats, right?
Oh.
It's past tense.
Once again, a big shout out to our in-house listeners, Mr. John Jizzle, Kiwi, Matt, and producer Rob, who we could not do this without.
Rob.
And
who would survive prison?
Who will survive prison? We have Andrea, who was also in the room earlier, and someone named Rebecca, who was in the room for 1 minute.
That should be the poll, by the way, is which one of us will survive prison?
Which one of us? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll put that. No one will respond to that. You don't even want me to put up a poll. It'll be sad.
Nobody will say anything.
Nobody.
It's worth a try, Dave.
All right, maybe I'll do that. Shout out to Tim Powers, who said...
Shout out.
Said shout out to Mr. Tom Powers, who does Powers and Sax Carr do a little podcast, Fandom Planet, I think it's called. They get to talk to, like, real fucking celebrities.
Hey.
What?
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. Really?
No.
Damn it!
Sorry.
You had me! The look on her face was, like, really serious. Like
it's the glasses.
It must be the glasses.
Yeah.
It makes you look smarter.
Thank you.
Never mind. So, yeah, they have real celebrities. Like, Stan Lee was on the show and a bunch of comic book artists and stuff.
Holy shit!
Mike's brain's about to explode over there. He's having some relationship issues. I've read his emails, and they're all a bunch of bullshit, if you ask me. I'm on your side, Mike, and that's very rare. It's very rare that I side with you. Most of the time I side with the girl going, listen, I know him.
Right.
That's terrible. We get. I like you, Mike. You're great.
We'll get you want an ice cream sandwich?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get you an ice cream sandwich.
That makes
you have fucking
happy.
Ice cream sandwiches?
Not for you.
Fuck.
I think I've done the plugs. Adam, do you have anything? Oh, shit. I have absolutely no idea what to play for closing music. Adam, do you have anything to, you know?
Nothing right now, but big things in the works.
Of course, that's fast. And your show was a raging success, I said. So.
A raging success.
Raging, like boner.
It was a raging boner of success.
Like an Adam West boner.
Are you going to be getting awards for this?
Well, surprisingly, the award show for last season is this Sunday, where I am up for Best Director and Best Show.
Ooh.
So I will not win this year.
Oh.
Honor being nominated.
Not with that attitude.
No, wait, why won't you win?
It's a little political. And
he didn't suck enough cock.
I didn't.
That's a first.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I like this, Aaron.
Why are we ending the show now, then?
I know. Well, it's because we've been here for an hour and a half.
That's true. And she just started getting fun.
Now
I'm surprised she's awake. She really did take her medicine.
I took a nap.
She took a nap. She took her...
I'm off tomorrow, guys. We can party it up.
You're off tomorrow on a Tuesday?
Yeah, it's my 4th of July. No, Memorial Day.
I've got beer. Oh. Except I open tomorrow, so that's probably a bad idea.
Dave, it's always fun to work.
Sarah, come home. We're all drunk. Millie's partying.
We're on 4 hours of podcasting.
Right.
We still have 5 listeners.
Well, we can end the show and just keep the microphones on and you guys listen, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I don't think anyone's going to listen any further than when we say goodbye.
I'm surprised they're still listening now.
Right.
So, Nick, do you have anything upcoming week? Any shows you're hosting or anything around town?
No shows that I'm hosting, but I have friends from the Lou coming down, so that's why I'm...
Lori's in town.
Lori's in town.
Shout out Lori.
Lori's in town. That's why she's not listening. I read a Facebook post that she was at her hotel like yesterday, and I'm like, I wonder if Nick's hanging out with her.
I don't know.
She may be gone by now.
Oh.
I thought she was getting down there.
I thought
yesterday.
She was just coming down.
Oh, then maybe she just got here.
So. Yeah.
I don't pay attention to this shit.
But no, I got my best friend Nick's coming down.
Best friend Nick.
So, yeah. Nick and Nick. Yeah.
Nick and Nick. He's got the Nick brothers.
We were always.
Please tell me you called yourself Nick Squared.
No, we weren't that stupid.
Nick 1 and Nick 2.
We were just known as the Knicks.
Knicks failed math. They were Nick Cube.
We never knew where the third guy went.
Black Nick and white Nick.
Yeah. So no, they're coming down with his fiance and their friends, and so that's why I will not be on the show next week. I'll be vacationing it up in the place that I live.
Nice. Well, we'll replace you with someone else.
Oh, okay. Give him college credit and see what happens.
Who, Nick? Nick too?
Maybe I'll see if they want to come over on the show.
They can sit on the celebrity couch and enjoy the show.
There will be 4 of them.
Oh, Jesus. They'll have to sit in the other room and enjoy the show, listening on their own laptops.
I'll see what I can do.
Maybe. Thanks, John Jizzle. Enjoy your evening. We're wrapping this up. Aaron, do you have anything you have coming up this week?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not a darn thing.
Check out Sarah's...
SarahPrettyFun.blogspot.com.
She is starting to sew like crazy. So give her ideas of things she can sew for the show or things she can sew...
Captain Alligator
I think
toy.
She should sew Dave Speedo.
Sew me a Speedo.
It would be hilarious.
Like out of fabric?
A crocheted Speedo. Probably would not be very good in the water.
It's wool, Dave.
Sounds itchy. Our special guest, Mike, he was here. He was listening most of the show. Do you have anything to promote for your upcoming week? Nope. He's a good man. He's got some personal issues going on.
Just keep saying it, Dave. I keep forgetting every time.
We can't talk about it.
Thanks for reminding me.
Aaron's got personal issues as well.
True that.
But hers are good.
Yeah, but she plays golf drunk. And sober,
Last week, I wanted to play a song, but I didn't because it got outvoted. So this week, I'm just going to fucking play it.
What is it, dude?
It's a band called... son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch?
It's a band called Steel Panther.
Ugh.
And this is based on... What are you doing? This is based on the subject we were talking about last week. This is The Shocker.
Are you ready, baby?
So I hope you're ready for The Shocker, ladies and gentlemen. Please have a great night. Thank you very much for listening. Download and let all of your friends know that we are ass-kicking fools.
Adios.
See you. Peace out. We love you. See 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 you. And see you.